When artist Laura Fosberg was looking for a place to display her artwork for the first time in Bloomington, she looked no further than her good friends at Restaurant Talent. The show, On View Now, celebrates not only the friendship between two couples, Kristen and Dave Talent, and Fosberg and her girlfriend Sarah Menard, but also the spirit of collaboration across disciplines. I stopped by the opening reception and spoke with both Talent and Fosberg in the men's restroom, which incidentally boasts one of Fosberg's favorite pieces in the entire show.
So your full name and your title
is Kristen Talent, and I'm the general manager at Restaurant Talent.
Laura Fosberg, artiste. But I'm a foodie. I love food and I love restaurants and I'm a restaurant person. And restaurant people, when they meet each other, there's a strong bond, and you know what they are and what they go through.
Over the year and a half, 2 years that we've known them, I've been kind of trying to persuade Laura to have a show here. And then the conversation kept evolving, and eventually we kind of put this together, and it happened.
The artwork that was in here was really pretty and seemed fine, but I needed a venue. I needed a place to show my work. There aren't very many galleries here, and I come here a lot. So why not put it in a place where you... right?
Over here.
Hi.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Your work is amazing.
Oh, thanks a lot.
We're going into the bathroom now.
Yeah, good thing, and there's some good art in there. Sarah came here. Her first time, she came down to look at school and had a drink at the bar. Ordered foie gras, had a glass of Alsatian wine, which goes perfectly with foie gras. And Chrissy said, "Who is that girl ordering foie gras and Alsatian wine?" And when Sarah came home, she said, "I know who our friends will be." And I said, "Oh, yeah?" She said, "Yeah." And then we came here, and of course, yeah, she was right.
People are constantly coming and going through Bloomington, and it can be really heartbreaking to own a business here, because just as you get really attached to someone, then they're moving on or finished with their program or what have you. So we met Laura and Sarah the moment they moved into town, and we feel really lucky for it.
Last time I was in, you pointed out the painting that's to the right of the bar.
Yeah.
Can you take me there and talk to me?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, sorry. Just push me out of the way.
This is the one. Actually, Laura owns a cabin in Michigan City on Lake Michigan, which is great. And Dave and I had the opportunity to go and visit Laura and Sarah at the cabin on New Year's Day.
And it's a log cabin that was built in 1958. And when you walk into it, it's this overwhelming feeling of, oh my God, we're going to have such a good time. You know, or I could write a novel here, or I could paint masterpiece. It's just a really creative, warm space.
And she sent this painting back in our car with us because we had extra room. And it's a painting that looks almost identical to her cabin on Lake Michigan. But then there are colors coming out of the chimney on the top. You get the impression of how happy she is in her cabin and the creativity and the love that flows through the place for her. And
so, yeah, so when Chrissy saw the piece, she's like, oh, that, because she had been to the cottage. So
I think that's why I love that painting so much.
The one on the green wall in the back is one of my favorites. That one's entitled Everyone Wants to Live Forever. That's what it is. And it's the rings in the tree with a little guy that you can almost not see unless you're up close to the painting, with a ladder beside it. And so he's admiring the rings in the tree.
I want to make work that seduces you. You want to walk up to it and look at it. And then once you approach it, you get this great feel-good. And then slowly, oh, there's a little discomfort here. Because this is what it's all about, the edge. And the edge is sort of a scary place, but that's where all the action happens. So we want to be there.
I think that relationship between artists and restaurants is really kind of, it's important. Because it's not just an art gallery where you can kind of walk through. You're really sitting in a restaurant. You are going to focus on that piece for, in this restaurant, usually 2 hours. So it's nice for us to have something that we're really proud to put up and you can kind of sit and focus on and enjoy while you're enjoying what we feed you.
Kristen Talent is the general manager, pastry chef, and wine buyer for Restaurant Talent. Laura Fosberg is a painter, printmaker, and occasional sculptor. You can experience the art at Restaurant Talent for the next couple months. Read more about the exhibition on our website and see the photo on display in the men's restroom, wfiu.org/arts. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.